Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Hey, good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst. I love that today, of all days, I get to inspire you, coach you, and guide you to living life to your fullest health potential. We say this show is where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems because you become your own doctor. You engage in the knowledge, the education, the skills to be able to tackle anything that can come against you with your health. We're finishing out our series on why am I so tired, the fatigue that so many of us deal with, this constant sort of 2 to 4 p.m. crash, or the I'm so tired during the day, but when I go to sleep at night, I'm wired and I can't seem to fall asleep. Why is it that so many of us struggle with energy issues? And our topic of the day today is it an undiagnosed thyroid condition that your medical doctor has said is normal because the tests are so limited in their ability to find the underlying root cause? And what if your symptoms of your fatigue or your health issues are coming from the fact that you actually have an undiagnosed thyroid condition? So listen to this, the top 10 signs of an underactive thyroid. Number one, fatigue. Of course, we have to talk about fatigue in regards to thyroid because it's what gives you your energy. I want you to think of your thyroid hormone as like a lighter fuel or a gasoline that when sparked is just burning with tremendous amounts of energy. So if you don't have energy, if you're tired and you're fatigued and your doctor has said your thyroid is fine, you're going to learn today that they're testing it inappropriately and you may actually have an undiagnosed thyroid condition. Okay, number two, watch this, weight gain or the inability to lose weight despite doing everything right. And how many of you have felt that before? You're frustrated, right? You've changed your diet, you're doing your exercises, you're following the recommendations, and either no weight's falling off or you're actually putting on some weight. And that's a common sign of an underactive thyroid. Mood swings, anxiety or depression can start kicking in. So that's our third set of symptoms. Ladies, it can affect your cycle, it can lead to decreased sex drive and even PMS issues. Both men and women, joint pains, discomfort, muscle issues, tendinitis, even carpal tunnel. Did you know that carpal tunnel could be connected to a low-performing thyroid? Here's a big issue that a lot of people deal with. Dry, cracking skin, brittle nails, really thinning of the hair, excessive hair loss. That's also a sign of a thyroid dysfunction. Brain fog, confusion, mental fatigue, poor memory, another sign of a thyroid dysfunction. Neck swelling because of the actual tissue itself starting to enlarge, soreness or a hoarse, scratchy voice, cold hands, cold feet, feeling cold when everyone else says it's hot, or having a slightly low body temperature, i.e. anything that's in the 96 to sort of low 97 temperature. And of course, constipation can be an issue because the hormone itself is supposed to regulate metabolism and stimulate movement and stimulate energy and stimulate life. So if we're low in our thyroid hormones, we can not only have these 10 signs, but again, the number one sign of an underactive thyroid is fatigue. And so if you're interested in learning more about how to boost your energy, how to have nuclear power, how to be at 40, 50, 60, having the energy of what it was like when you were 9 or 10 or 11, why don't you do an option right now? We're giving away Energy Heal Thyself, a conversation about how your thyroid connects to your energy, how your adrenal glands, how your gut, how your toxicity, all the interconnections of why am I so tired. This ebook is yours absolutely free. And remember, next Saturday, we've been promoting this for the last 4 weeks. I'm hosting a masterclass. It's a live online event where I'll come into your house through your computer and I'll teach you why is it that so many of us are tired? How do we identify if it's a hormone issue or an adrenal issue or a gut issue or a toxicological issue? What are the tests that you can get done that will show you the underlying root cause? And once you know the cause, now you have an action plan and a step-by-step guide that you can actually fix your energy yourself. You can rebound, you can lose weight, you can get your brain back, you can get your joints feeling better. All of that is yours as an option. Download the ebook. Hey, if you want this, text your name and your email with the word energy to 704-906-2094. Again, in the ebook, all the supplements that boost energy, the connections with your adrenal glands, the connections with your gut, the connections with your toxicity, a mitochondrial metabolic makeovers in the ebook. And again, you get access to our masterclass, which is next Saturday, 10 a.m. in the morning. We have over 300 people registered, and we want you to be full of energy, vibrance, life, losing weight, feeling great, getting your health back. So again, text the word energy with your name and your email to 704-906-2094. Ebook will be sent straight to you. The masterclass, which is starting next Saturday at 10 a.m., your access is free, and I'll see you online and help you to become your own doctor and heal and solve your health issues yourself. Okay, so here's the thing about thyroid. It's estimated that approximately 20 million Americans are dealing with some degree of thyroid condition, meaning they know they have it and they're diagnosed. But I'm gonna say upwards into the range of 60%. So that's 6 out of 10 people, guys, may actually have a thyroid condition that's functional, meaning they have the symptomatology, but when they run to their doctor, conventional, and they get a test, TSH, T4, it comes back normal and they're slated as being normal thyroid. So in their mind, they're thinking, nah, it's not my thyroid, it must be something else. But in reality, about 90% of the time, TSH and T4 can be normal, but as we understand the hormones, the conversion, the production, and the process, functionally, we can find issues with conversion or with antibodies or with how the body's using the thyroid hormone. So while it might be perfect on tests, is it actually being used? You know, you might have a ton of money in your bank account and everything looks great, but are you paying your bills? Are you spending your money? Are you buying groceries? I mean, it's one thing to have lots of money, but not have any effects. It's one thing to have perfect thyroid hormones, but have no effects. And that's what we typically see. And I've worked with countless numbers of patients who have said, nah, Dr. Ernst, you know, my medical doctor says it's not my thyroid, so it can't be my thyroid. We run some functional thyroid tests and it comes back showing abnormalities in hormone levels, conversion levels, toxicities. And when you fix the underlying root cause, man, your energy comes back, you start burning weight, you know, you burn fat, you lose body weight, your joints feel better, your muscles relax, your brain comes back, especially that brain fog. Man, that thing is murderous if you guys know what I'm talking about. So to get your life and your energy back, number one, we have to understand how does your thyroid actually work and how does your thyroid have anything to do with your energy? So I want you to think of your thyroid as like a power generator, right? It sends energy to every single cell in your body through the hormones it produces. And unfortunately, T4, the most commonly produced thyroid hormone, and what most people are taking synthetically when they're on a medication, is inactive. So it doesn't actually do anything. If you were to squirt T4 into someone's veins, they're not gonna say, gosh, I feel super energetic, I'm losing weight, I feel great. So evidently something happens to this hormone, and we now know that it has to be converted into the active form known as T3. So T3 is the hormone that drives up energy levels. It increases reproduction of cells. And that's going to be regeneration and replication. It's responsible for keeping all of your organs powered and energized. So why is it that we see constipation often in people with low thyroid function? Well, because their intestines are not being powered up. Why do we see brain fog? Because their mind is not powered up. Why do we see weight gain? Because again, they're not burning fat for energy. And why are we so tired all the time? Because T3 is a juice, it's a stimulant, it's a rocket fuel for your cells to produce energy. And that's what everybody wants these days. They want tons of energy, they want to lose weight, they want to feel great, they want to be healing. And I'm here to tell you that a missing step behind your energy, if you're going like, God, I wish I had more energy, it could be an undiagnosed thyroid problem. Now, it's not, we got to talk about it like this. It's not just the thyroid that's the issue, okay? Yes, your thyroid makes the hormone, but you have other organs in your body that are responsible for the conversion of your thyroid hormones. And this is what's often missed functionally. I'm holding up an infographic to those of you on our live stream, and what it shows is that your brain produces a hormone called TRH, thyroid releasing hormone, which goes to the pituitary gland, and that will secrete TSH, thyroid stimulation hormone, which goes to the thyroid and is responsible for the production of T4. So 93% of T4 is produced in the thyroid gland, but if you watch, there's a conversion that takes place. So the thyroid hormone goes into the liver, and approximately 60% of the thyroid hormone that your thyroid is making is converted into an active thyroid hormone in your liver. And what we're now starting to see is liver congestion, toxification, sort of an improper liver function prevents you from converting the T4, inactive thyroid, into T3, active thyroid. And so what happens is you don't get the energy push, you don't get the energy drive. And instead, when you have a toxic liver or a congested liver or just an American liver, because all of us have abused our livers, you get this hormone called reverse T3. Now, if you're at home, at your house, or you're near a computer, I want you to go to Google and type in reverse T3 dominance. And what you're going to start seeing is conversations about fatigue and difficulty losing weight and brain fog and muscle aches and all the symptoms of low thyroid that I just mentioned to you, right? Low thyroid is actually because of elevated reverse T3. Why? Well, T4 is not being converted into T3, active, healthy, vibrant, alive, energized, and burning fat. And instead, what happens is it's converted into reverse T3, a hormone that slows your body's function down, causes you to become fatigued and tired and weight gaining. And the issue is, if your medical doctors, conventional, are not testing for reverse T3, you might have normal TSH, normal T4, all the symptoms, the tiredness, the fatigue, the difficulty losing weight, the brain fog, the muscle aches, the headaches, you know, the joint pains, and it's not labeled as being a thyroid problem because your TSH and T4 are normal. One of the most common things I see when working with people functionally is we run a thyroid panel the right way, functional, and we find elevations in reverse T3, or we find conversion issues, or we find antibodies that are present. And I'm here to tell you this, if you think that your energy issues are unresponsive, you've done everything from diet to exercise to even some of the supplements we've mentioned, and you're just not quite bouncing back, time to wake up and start talking about your thyroid. Now, what is it that actually makes our thyroid go wrong? Well, first and foremost, we have to understand your body is designed innately to take care of itself. So there's a regulation system, almost a repair system. So the hormones themselves are produced in the gland and they circulate through the blood. And remember, T3 active makes you regenerate, replicate, and repair. So in the beginning, if your liver's dysfunctional, toxic, or it's congested, and you're not converting T4 into T3, as reverse T3 levels go up, well, that's a hormone that says, hey, no repair, no regeneration, no energy. So in and of itself, it starts to become a self-fulfilling prophecy. So the thyroid's making all the hormone it needs to help you to be energized, but because your liver's not converting it, we don't regenerate. So therefore, the thyroid doesn't fix itself. Okay, number two. There are evidences in the research that the thyroid is usually suspect to a low-grade infection from chronic viral overload. So that could be Epstein-Barr virus. That could be cytomegalovirus. That could be, you know, the cold sores, the herpes viruses that we have in our body. Your thyroid is extremely susceptible to low-grade viral infections. And what it does is it starts to congest or create irritation within the tissue, so it doesn't produce very much thyroid hormone. Now, here's the crazy thing. If you look at a standard medical lab, you won't necessarily see this unless you know how to read the numbers, okay? So it's very important. And guys, look, why is it so vital that you download the Energy Heal Thyself ebook? All the information I'm talking to is about today is in here. All of the steps necessary to boost your energy are in here. The diet for boosting energy is in here. The mitochondrial makeover is in here. The supplements that give you energy is in here. And you get free access to next week's masterclass. Take a moment and text the word energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Again, energy, name and email to 704-906-2094. We'll send you the ebook, we'll get you the masterclass, and we're gonna help you to solve your health issues functionally so you become the physician and you repair yourself. Okay, so you need to know your numbers. So TSH, thyroid stimulation hormone, okay? Write these down. 1.5 to 2.5. If it is anything outside of that range, something's going on with your thyroid. But yet here's the problem. In medicine, they'll say 0.4 to 5.5. So if it's 3.5, I'm already thinking that's functional hypothyroidism. That's an elevation in TSH. If it's like 0.9, while though in the normal reference range, we're thinking, hey, something's going on. There's too much thyroid hormone. It's either too much reverse T3 or too much T3, and it's creating sort of a hyper response. T4, if it goes less than 6.0 micrograms per deciliter, you need to start waking up and thinking, gosh, you know, my thyroid is non-functional. Yet in medicine, they'll allow down to 4.5. T3, super important. Guys, this is the active hormone. And again, it's frustrating because most people have never had T3 tested. We have T4, we have TSH. We use those numbers as the gold standard for thyroid function. But those could be normal and your T3 can be low. Anything less than 100 is going to be a functional hypothyroidism. That's going to explain the fatigue and the waking and the tiredness. Reverse T3, again, this hormone is the one that, if elevated, causes spikes in the symptomatology. So the cold intolerance, the joint pain, the headaches, the fatigue, the brain fog. You might have normal TSH and normal T3 and normal T4, but if your reverse T3 is elevated, you'll still have symptoms and you'll still suffer from the fatigue. Okay, we want the reverse T3 to be nothing higher than approximately about 15 to 16 nanograms per deciliter. Challenges in a medical conventional test, they'll allow up to 25 nanograms. So what I want you to understand is this. The normal values that are often associated with the labs, when you get a lab back and it says, hey, you're in such a range, is built off the national average of people getting tests. So if you look at LabCorp and they run 100 million tests for thyroid, they're going to find an average range that most people are, and it creates a bell curve and it sets the reference range. Well, the one problem with this is, who are the most common people to get labs done? Individuals that are healthy or individuals that have symptoms and are sick? And I think you know the answer to this. It's the sick and symptomatic who are being run off to labs. So the bell curves are skewed to what is normal for unhealthy people. So when you modify this and you adapt it and say, okay, non-symptomatic, healthy people, where do they tend to have bell curves? That's the functional ranges. That's what you need to know. That's what's in the ebook, the guides and the references on where should your values be, and they're all free for you. Hey, text the word energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094. You'll get a copy of the Energy Heal Thyself ebook. You'll get access to our masterclass we're hosting on Saturday. I'm super excited about this. I'm going to talk about it multiple times because we have over 300 people currently registered. It's an online event. Let's shoot for hundreds more, including you, so you can start to heal. Okay, one thing that we need to talk about is the antibodies that are produced against the production of thyroid hormones. Now, antibodies are normally built if something is infected. So if a virus or a bacteria or parasite or a yeast comes into your body, you'll make antibodies. So the question is, how on earth does the human body produce antibodies against the thyroid hormone when it's not a virus? Well, it could be because there's a low-grade viral infection in the thyroid and the body's actually attacking the thyroid tissue. It could be because you've been taking a synthetic medication, so a fake thyroid hormone, synthetic T4, and your body knows that it wasn't produced by you, so you start to build antibodies against it. There is tremendous amount of research showing that a leaky gut or dysbiosis, a condition where the bacterial relationship of the intestines becomes skewed, inflamed, and then you start to leak at the molecular layer, creates antibody production. So I want you to understand today, it's a complex condition, but it's very simple to understand when you have someone who knows the function rather than just the symptoms. So we know that if you are taking a thyroid medication, right? So levothyroxine, Synthroid, Tyrosent, Armorthroid, Natrothroid, all you're doing is medicating the T4 number, which is going to make the lab look good. But now watch this. If it's a conversion issue in your liver, if your liver's the problem, you'll take the T4, it'll make it look good, but it'll convert inappropriately within the liver. 60% of thyroid conversion activation takes place in your liver. Now, here's the crazy thing. The remainder of that takes place in your intestines. So if you have a toxic liver, a congested liver like most people do, or you have a leaky gut or dysbiosis like most people do, you won't convert your thyroid hormones properly. Now, you might be saying to yourself, Dr. Ernst, you know, like, I'm hearing what you're saying and I've been taking thyroid medications for years. How do I get off of them? Well, you have to find the underlying root cause. Is it nutrient deficiency? Is it a toxicological issue with your liver? Is it a microbiome issue? Is it a neurological issue? Why is it so important that you join us for the masterclass? I'm going to show you how to identify which one is it for you. Why are you so fatigued? Why aren't you losing weight without even trying? Because that's what should be happening. Why are you in pain? Why are you diagnosed with a health condition? Find the underlying root cause, address it, fix it, and you'll see symptomatology disappear. If you want to grab the Energy Heal Thyself ebook, text the word energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's energy, your name and email to 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours free. The masterclass next Saturday, 10 a.m. is free. And I look forward to seeing you guys there. Hey, when we come back from this commercial break, the best thyroid supplements, the best thyroid foods, and the best ways you can engage health and healing so you get your power back fast. It's the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and this is a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, where you can be set free and have more energy when you become your own doctor and identify the underlying root causes of your health issues. For the last 4 weeks, we've been discussing fatigue, that chronic tiredness, the sort of nature that most of us are struggling for energy. It's the number one symptom people tell us that they would love to see improved when they visit our clinics. It's the number one reason for visits to hospitals and doctor's offices, tired, fatigue, achy joints, etc. It's what everyone wants. They want their health. They want their energy. They want their health, their life back. But it's what so many of us struggle to understand. Where is it coming from? How come I'm so tired and fatigued? So one thing I want you guys to know is we discussed the connection between thyroid imbalance, and fatigue simply because the number one symptom of an underactive thyroid is fatigue. Number two, weight gain. Number three, muscle aches and pains, joint issues. Number four, brain fog, that sort of like congestion of the mind where it feels like you just can't focus, can't remember, low concentration. Brittle, dry skin, cracking nails, excessive hair loss, cold intolerance, meaning I'm cold all the time when everybody else says it's hot, mood swings, anxiety, depression. Your thyroid is connected to every single function within your body. And when it's out of balance, you'll be out of balance. And of course, there goes our health issues. We mentioned that most conventional physicians are inappropriately testing your thyroid and are possibly giving you a false okay, right? So like your thyroid's fine. Well, if your TSH is normal and your T4 is normal, that does not mean that the function of the thyroid is perfect. Why? Well, shortly, T4 is inactive. If you were to squirt yourself with a ton of T4, you don't get a huge boost of energy. Ask any patient who's been taking T4 as either Synthroid or Levothyroxine or Tyrosent or Armorthroid or Natrothroid. Most of them say, yeah, I'm on the med, but I still don't feel better. I don't have the results I was looking for. And the reason for that is you must convert the T4 into T3. And the majority of that conversion does not happen in the thyroid. It actually happens in your liver and in your intestines. So what we know is that if you have a functional issue with the liver or the intestines, it's going to explain a functional issue with the thyroid, and it's going to explain why your labs are normal, yet you still have the issues with your health. We also talked about how the number one reason that people's thyroids are dysfunctional is because of a low-grade viral or chronic stress infection within the body. Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus, the herpes, cold sore viruses, etc. Most of us are harboring low-grade amounts of viruses, and unless you know how to look for them, they can go undiagnosed. We also discussed that nutrient deficiencies, okay? You need certain nutrients for your thyroid to be able to produce healthy hormones and convert them. Selenium, vitamin A, vitamin D, these are all zinc, copper. I'm going to give you the specific lists so that you know which nutrients do we need to focus on so we can give you the foods that your thyroid needs, which will help to boost your energy. Hey, a summary of everything I'm talking about today, including the foods that stimulate your thyroid, that boost your mitochondria, that help you to burn fat, that help you to feel great and energized, are all listed in our free Energy Heal Thyself ebook. Look, it's one thing to tune in weekly and listen on the radio. It's another thing to download a workbook that will give you step-by-step answers as to how to solve your energy health issues. And all you need to do is text the word energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094. That's energy with your name and email to 704-906-2094. As a bonus, not only do you get the ebook, but next Saturday, this is the 13th at 10 a.m. in the morning, It's the 11th of May, Saturday. I'm hosting a live event in the comfort of your home through your computer. We're going to host a masterclass webinar, and I'm going to teach you step by step how to identify your underlying cause for your health issue, be it fatigue or weight loss resistance, or, you know, it could even be a thyroid condition like we're talking about today, or blood pressure or cholesterol. All of these, the number one symptom is I'm tired, I'm fatigued, I don't feel like I'm myself. We can solve these issues by doing root cause exams. I'm going to show you how to do that. I'm going to teach you the tests you can get. I'm going to show you I can save hundreds of dollars on them. And I'm going to teach you step by step how to be your own doctor so you can heal yourself. That event is free. It's at 10 a.m. on Saturday next week. And you get the ebook now. Look at the text coming in. Energy plus your name and your email to 704-906-2094. Okay, one of the number one nutrients that you need to make sure you're getting through your diet for healthy thyroid production and productivity is iodine. Now, here's why. There is an enzyme inside your thyroid that's responsible for taking tyrosine, which is an amino acid, and converting it into thyroglobulin, which is a protein, and then attaching iodine to it. So hopefully you can see that if you're not attaching iodine to the protein, you won't make the hormone in and of itself. And the number next to the thyroid, T4, T3, T2, tells us how many iodines are attached to the globulin protein. So you need iodine to produce healthy hormone levels, and deficiencies in this nutrient are extremely common because your body cannot produce iodine, so it must be consumed through diet. Seaweed, fish, eggs, this is going to be things like the kelp salts, the seaweeds, fish and eggs loaded with iodine. That's a great way for you to get them. But I want to throw out a word of caution. If you're hypothyroid and you know it's because you have antibodies, which would mean you've been functionally tested, you want to be very careful on supplementing or eating high amounts of iodine, because it's been shown to increase the production of thyroid antibodies. And if the antibodies are present, it attacks the thyroid tissue, thus lowering the production of thyroid hormones. So I would like to say that you need to make sure you have a functional physician guiding you through your testing to determine if you should be supplementing with iodine. But everyone can benefit from the natural elemental iodines found in foods. And again, you can get those naturally through kelp, seaweeds, kelp salts, fish, and eggs. Okay, another a nutrient that is absolutely essential for thyroid health, which most people don't connect to it, is zinc. Okay, the mineral is responsible in the production of the stimulation hormone, in the production of both T3 and T4. And here's what's crucial, guys. Zinc helps you to convert your thyroid hormone into the active T3 as opposed to the reactive reverse T3, which makes you gain weight, be fatigued, and have all the symptoms. So if you want to increase your productivity of the thyroid conversion, give yourself the fuel of T3, make sure you're getting more zinc. And ideally, again, it would come through diet. So organ meats, so that's going to be like grass-fed liver, etc. Fish, eggs, and oysters are some of the highest sources of zinc that you can get through your diet, and it can help to boost your energy and your symptomatology. Copper, okay? Copper and zinc go hand in hand. It's because they balance each other. If zinc levels get too high, copper starts to drop down. If copper gets too high, zinc drops down. So I want you to think of them as modulating each other. If you have low copper, then often what we find is you have an inability to utilize your zinc properly and you don't convert to thyroid hormones. Copper is also needed to produce the hormone itself. And now here's what's unique about copper. It's been shown to regulate the absorption of T3 into the cell. So zinc helps you to convert it into the active hormone. Copper helps you to absorb it into the cell tissues, which is where it stimulates mitochondrial function. And if you remember from our episode a couple weeks ago, your mitochondria are your batteries. So you can recharge your energy, reboost, and reinvigorate the cellular energy inside of you if you have proper thyroid absorption. So zinc is for the conversion, copper is for the absorption, and of course, now we need to make sure that your mitochondria are stimulated and working. Iron is also another element that is essential for thyroid functionality. Again, most people think iron as energy and, you know, oxygen binding, and if you have an anemia, you can be tired. But watch this. Iron helps to convert, again, T4 into T3. And with deficiencies in iron being somewhat rampant, it may be that that could be why you're so tired and fatigued. What is high in iron? Well, nuts and dark green vegetables, red meats, so beef and venison, buffalo, etc., fish, nuts and seeds. And you know, the unique thing is you can get a lot of iron just by cooking in cast iron pans and making sure you consume a decent amount of animal-based food products. Vitamin D is another nutrient that is absolutely essential for thyroid functionality. And again, most people think vitamin D as being an immune regulator, which it is. Vitamin D connects to over 8,000 metabolic processes within your body. And in result of your thyroid, it helps to lower TSH levels by naturally stimulating your T4 production. So considering that vitamin D is one of the most common, I would say it's probably the number one cause of nutrient deficiencies in the United States, we'll tend to see a lot of people have thyroid functionality and even fatigue because of vitamin D deficiency. Hey, you can get vitamin D from cod liver oil, salmon, sardines, organ meats, specifically grass-fed liver, and eggs. And of course, you can also supplement with it. The challenge with supplementation is, again, just like thyroid hormones that are inactive must be converted to active, vitamin D supplements are usually an inactive, sort of pre-converted, that must be turned into active D3. Most adults need somewhere between 4,000 and 10,000 units daily to meet their minimum nutrient needs and to help stimulate thyroid functionality. Another one that's very important is vitamin C. There is some new research showing that higher levels of vitamin C can prevent and reduce the symptoms of Hashimoto's, which is the autoimmune thyroid, and actually help to decrease antibody production. So if you want a more exhaustive list of other nutrients you can start using, including supplements and a diet that matches the energy productivity of your body, take a moment right now, pick up your cell phone, open up your texting app, and text the word energy plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. Our Energy Heal Thyself ebook is yours free. All the supplements, all the nutrients, all the diet, all the testing, all the underlying root causes of chronic energy drain in the ebook, and it's yours. You also, again, get access to our masterclass that we're hosting next Saturday. That's the 11th of May, and it's going to be, actually, you know what? It is the 13th. I keep saying the 11th. It's the 13th of May, Saturday the 13th. It's at 10 a.m. in the morning, and we're going to show you step by step how do you become your own physician. How do we get the right kinds kinds of testing that will determine, hey, is it a thyroid issue? Is it an adrenal issue? Is it a neurological issue? Is it a gut issue? And here's the great thing, guys. When you find the underlying root cause and you know how to address it, we'll teach you that on the masterclass, you can start to repair yourself and have your energy rebound immensely. The masterclass is yours for free. It's next Saturday, the 13th at 10 a.m. The ebook is yours for free. Look at the text coming in. So make sure you join the list of those getting their health back. 704-906-2094. The word energy plus your name and your email. Okay, so let's go down now some of the top supporting foods. We've talked about them in regards to being iodine and zinc and vitamin D and copper. But I want to make sure that you guys know specifically sea vegetables like dulse and kombori or nori or kelp. These are all of the, I'll call it microgreen algaes and the seaweeds that are edible are loaded with iodine. And no matter if you have a hypothyroid or an autoimmune thyroid, food-based iodine is completely safe. You have to be very careful if you're supplementing with some sort of iodine pill. Because again, if you're autoimmune, you can drive the antibody response and make the condition worse. But vegetables that come from the sea, so the seaweeds and the things to this effect that you can eat are all exceptional sources of healthy thyroid supporting iodine. Brazil nuts, okay? If you want to think about energy and a snack that you can eat that's going to make you more energized than a Red Bull and a Monster and an energy drink, it's literally a handful of Brazil nuts. They are extremely high in selenium, which is an essential nutrient that is needed to convert that inactive T4 into active T3. So again, if your selenium levels are low, conversion goes down. So Brazil nuts are loaded with selenium. And without this conversion, it's very difficult for you to be able to make the active T3. Typically, it only takes about 2 to 4 Brazil nuts to meet your selenium requirements for the day. But if you do 4 to 6, right, what are you doing? You're stimulating the production. You're giving yourself, you're filling the deficiency of not only the healthy fats and the proteins, but the selenium that can boost the conversion. Wild-caught salmon, guys, this thing is extremely high, not only in vitamin D, but in anti-inflammatory omega oils. There's not a show that doesn't go by that we don't talk about vitamin D, and we don't talk about healthy fats. We talk about things like, you know, fish and chicken, turkey, eggs. Salmon is probably one of the highest in its natural vitamin D productivity, in that when you eat it, it elevates your vitamin D levels. It is known to be anti-inflammatory, and it helps to support the conversion of your thyroid hormones. Organ meats, this is going to be things like heart and liver. Now, that's probably about the extent of what most people will consume with organ meats. As long as they come from a grass-fed, sort of free-range source, they're completely exceptional. And the challenge is, if you were to go back years and years ago, 100 years ago, it was pretty traditional and common that people would eat the organs from the animals that they would consume. So they would have liver and they would have heart, sometimes even kidney. Well, today that has become sort of this kind of like taboo, but I'm here to tell you, healthy grass-fed organ meats are extremely high in iron, they're extremely high in copper, they're extremely high in zinc, they're extremely high in all the nutrients that you need to stabilize your energy and help to make your thyroid convert better. Oysters, of course, are extremely high in zinc. As long as they are wild caught and that you're, you know, not consuming them raw, there are some dangers with raw oysters. We want to make sure that they are cooked and that they're loaded again with zinc and copper, some of the two most basic minerals. Now, as I have about 4 minutes left, I want to talk about the pink elephant in the room in regards to energy and thyroid, and that is a condition known as subluxation. We talk all about this in the Energy Heal Thyself ebook, all right? So download it now. Text the word energy plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. Again, 704-906-2094. This Energy Heal Thyself ebook is going to explain to you why so many people are tired and fatigued from an undiagnosed condition, not just thyroid and not just adrenal and not just gut, not just toxins, but from an inappropriate neurological supply to their production organs for energy. So I want you to think of it like this. If you have nerve irritation or subluxation or a decrease in nerve signaling through the nerves in your neck to your thyroid stops producing thyroid hormones. It stops converting properly. If it goes to your liver, if you have a mid-back thoracic subluxation, an alignment issue putting pressure on a nerve, you lose signaling from the brain to the organ tissue. So again, remember, 60% of thyroid hormone conversion takes place in the liver. If the nerves to the liver, the vagus nerve, the mid-thoracic nerves are out of alignment and there's pressure on the nerve, you won't get the proper signal sent to the tissue and the liver won't convert the hormone properly. We see this with people with elevated blood sugar and elevated cholesterol and elevated triglycerides. Why? Your liver is vitally important to the global metabolic health within you. So subluxation and misalignment of the spine that puts pressure on a nerve that releases the inability for the body to function properly is a main root cause of A, energy drain, B, thyroid dysfunction, C, blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, you name it, because if your organs are not receiving the signals from your brain at 100%, they can't perform function very well. What is the condition called? It's called subluxation. It stands for sub, less, lux, light, ation, a completion or a collection of. So envision it as less light in your body, less power. And where does all the power for your body come from? Not the foods you eat. That's what gives you the nutrients you need, but the power comes from within you. God gave you one of the most amazing self-healing, regulating organs called your brain and spinal cord. They work 24 hours a day, 365 days. They never turn off, and it's where your energy comes from. So if you have a dysfunction in your spinal system, a subluxation blocking the energy pathways to your heart, your lungs, your liver, your spleen, your pancreas, can you see how that can create health issues? So often what happens is when someone sees us functionally and says, I'm tired, I'm fatigued, I need to lose weight, we start checking your nervous system first. We're looking for subluxations. We run blood work to look for your thyroid hormones and your cholesterol levels and your liver functionality. Why? We want to confirm, is this pathway working? Are you converting your hormones properly? We do heavy metal tests to look for toxins to see if you have an interference in your energy pathways. We talked weeks ago about how toxicity robs you of your energy. We talk about testing your gut to see if it's leaking or dysbiotic. Why? Because a gut leak creates nutrient deficiencies, which creates autoimmunity, which is the spurring energy of why most of us are attacking ourselves. So what I'm revealing to you right here in this last 4 minutes is the secret answers and the approach as to how do you fix this. Find out if you have neurological interference. Find out if you have toxic heavy metals. Find out if your gut's leaking. Find out if you have some sort of interference with conversions of your hormones. Get the proper testing done, which is almost never found in a conventional office, sadly. And once you know what the underlying root cause is, you can fix it yourself. Hey, as our show is about to wrap up, it is the last chance offer right now to grab your free Energy Heal Thyself ebook and access to the masterclass on Saturday, May 13th, 10 a.m. in the morning. Text the word energy plus your name and email right now to 704-906-2094. That's 704-906-2094. The ebook is yours for free. Mitochondrial Makeover Diet, it's inside of there. Boosting your thyroid, it's inside of there. Fixing your adrenal glands and your nerve system and your gut, it's inside of there, along with the nutrients and the supplements that will give you energy fast. Again, the word energy, your name and email texted to 704-906-2094. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I look forward to seeing you each and every week with the Ask Dr. Ernst Show, Saturdays at 3 o'clock right here on News Talk 1110 WBT. I'll see you next week.